Yeah, I mean, we came in, watched the film, graded it, critiqued it, talked about it, and now we're moving on. So it's the usual week after a loss. I mean, it's frustrating. You go five straight weeks, six really with the bye without losing. So then you lose a game, it's good refocus for us. So we'll be ready. We got 4 out of 5 against the division. Everything's right there in front of us, and we'll be renewed, refreshed, and hopefully ready to play.
Aaron, what gives you confidence that the offensive line is going to protect you better here in these last 5 games? Give you a chance to get things
in place? Well, the guys we got there. I think there's a lot of pride in that group, and we have some veteran guys, some guys who play a lot of football. You know, we're going to do a better job of putting them in situations where they can be successful, and we've talked about some things already, and hopefully we can you know, protect a little better, get it out a little quicker, and be a little more efficient on offense.
What role do you see Greg taking that you've been missing that when he gets back on the field?
Well, he's dangerous. I mean, he's a guy who can play inside and outside. He's always been great after the catch. He's been great when the ball's in the air. Very intelligent, understands route concepts, timing. He's been there before. I mean, he was a polished guy when he got here. He's gotten better every year. And just I think the name recognition alone merits the respect. And, you know, teams have been playing us a lot of split safety already, so you're not going to see any more than what we're seeing. But I think just having him out there gives us another weapon.
He hasn't played for 8 weeks, so what about the timing? Are you confident that it will be there for you on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, we've worked on some stuff last week, and today he looked great. I've been, you know, trying to go to him a little bit more in you know, some of the walkthrough stuff where it's actually pretty quick tempo. And in practice, looking for him, just trying to make sure we're on the same page. And, you know, we played a lot of football together, so I'm not worried about that.
Are you all worried about the Vikings? And they've had their way in terms of sacking you. They've taken you down quite a bit, that defensive front. And are they at all similar to what you saw last week?
Not as far as their base defense. I think you know, they have similar parts. I mean, they got real good guys who can rush. They have a solid linebacking crew, a good back end. I think, you know, it's going to be a test. Every time we play them, it's a test. It's a little easier when you're playing at home instead of at the Dome, where it's obviously really loud and that comes into play. Being able to use our own cadence and have some you know, some options at the line of scrimmage is going to help us out, especially when you're playing a defense who can get after you the way they get after us. So, you know, it's going to be tough. Hopefully we won't have to see that sack dance from 69, and it'll be a good game.
How big are these games? I mean, there's so many more division games so close together, and then where you guys are in the standings.
Yeah, it's important. You know, every one of these games is important. The NFC is getting tight for the playoff race, and everything's in front of us. So if we win out, we win a division. And, you know, host a playoff game at the very, very worst. So we like where we're at. Obviously, you know, wouldn't hurt to have a couple more wins at this point. But we put ourselves in position to make a run, and that's all you can ask for this time of season.
Aaron, you've been sacked more than any other quarterback. Any concern with the hits you're taking?
You know what? It's something that we obviously talk about, and we shoot for obviously a lot less than we've had so far. You know, we got to do a better job as an offense of eliminating some of those. Some of it's situational stuff. Some of it's getting beat one-on-one. Some of it's holding the ball a little long. Some of it's not getting open. So everybody has a part in that, and we do, as a whole, got to do a better job because those hits start to add up a little bit.
You think James will go another game where he doesn't see a pass, and obviously a lot of factors involved in that, but it was still a bit of a head-scratcher.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen again.
Do you like all the attention your mustache has garnered, not just yours, your teammates? And do you plan to, you know, because you've worn this facial hair before. Are you going to keep it after November 30th?
Today's, what, the 28th, so we got 2 days left. Can't have this for my birthday on Sunday, you know what I mean? I gotta look good for that. But, no, it's great when you can raise awareness for something bigger than yourself. I've obviously enjoyed working with the MAC Fund, and anytime you raise an awareness for cancer, this is why I'm doing it. I've done it in the past, not for those reasons, but because it's November, this is why I'm doing it, and proud to be a part of a lot of guys doing it.
You mentioned your birthday. You're playing Sunday on your birthday. How often does that even happen, to play on your birthday? And
Well, I mentioned on ESPN yesterday on my radio show that eighth grade we played Notre Dame. I scored 30 points. Champion Christian beat Notre Dame by about 20. So, other than that, I don't know if there's been many opportunities. Usually basketball.